Center here at Lucas Oil Raceway following the 65th Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals with our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Jerry Savoie. Jerry got the win over Andrew Hines in the final round. This is Jerry's second win here at the Big Toe. Jerry, we ask you to please walk us through your race day en route to winning Indy for the second time.
Well, back up since last week, or after Sonoma, after we lost to Andrew in the semis in Sonoma, I was eating a piece of pizza and broke my front tooth in the jawbone and had to have surgery when I got home. And
Look at that.
So I had made up my mind that I wasn't even going to make it. I didn't want to be seen in public like this. I've been very proud of keeping my teeth open when I was a young man and whatnot. So they gave me this thing to wear, and it's a piece of crap. You know, I can't talk with it. I can't eat with it. This is why I even wear it. So finally, my wife told me, she said, you know what, just go out there and have some fun. And people will understand and not pass judgment on the way you look in your eyes. I said, well, I'm what you call a coon-ass hillbilly. You know? She said, too bad it's not Halloween in Vegas. That would be a perfect costume. Anyway, you know, the Suzukis have been struggling. And thanks to Vance and Hines and Tim, Eddie mostly, and Blake back at the shop, they've been working on a couple combinations, and you know, it paid off. Tim found a sweet spot, and I held my composure all day, and we were able to maintain some good runs. And you know, the Harley guys, you can't take it away from them. That's why they win races. They're not always the fastest, but they're the most consistent. And people like to beat them up on the internet, but no, you got to give them props. Those guys are good.
Let's open it up to question from members of the media for our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Jerry Savoie. Yes.
Were you surprised what happened with Andrew? Did you see what was going on? I mean, obviously red light. What did you see in the other lane?
Well, when I dumped the clutch, I saw the red light come on. So okay. I knew we had him covered. But he was a little nervous. And he's got a lot of pressure on him. He's won almost every race this year. So. Especially being his home track, I'm really surprised they didn't run the numbers that I thought they would run this weekend, because this is their home track. They test here all the time. So maybe having some issues, whatnot, but when Andrew throws up a red light, you better thank God for it, because it's not very often that happens. So it is what it is. We come out victorious this weekend. At my age, that's why I was crying on the other end. People don't realize. At 60 years old, be 61 in February, my days are coming. I only plan on being out here for about 2 or 3 years. So to be out here, if I think it's 8 years now, 2011, 8 years, it's coming. And I know it's coming. And I didn't know if I'd ever win another one at my age. So it's tough, man. People, like I said, all your armchair quarterbacks out there have their opinions. But if you think this is so easy, come and get you some. Come. I pray that you come and get you some. It's not easy.
Next question, Kevin McKenna, NHRA National Dragster.
You clearly have the best bike today, but not necessarily during qualifying. Was there something you found going into today?
No. Well, if you know, first round we were number three. So everybody's searching for a tune-up. And then we had some mechanical malfunctions. Broke a tranny, had to swap engines, and when you swap engines in Q5, you're looking for a tune-up all over again, and Tim was able to do a little good first round, and from there we had some good data. So that's what happened this weekend. I mean, Karen ran pretty decent. She went 190, almost 196. I was struggling at 193, 192, so it's just a blessing. It just worked on it.
Tim, Haley.
Jerry, as a rider, you've taken some races off this year, and it couldn't have been any better today. Does taking the time off make you fresher, or just you were just sharp as hell?
No. If you look at my reaction times from, and they're not stellar, but from where I was years ago, we made some changes on the bike. I've made some changes in the way I ride. And if you look back from Atlanta, when we went to the finals in Atlanta and whatnot, and the races after that, we've been pretty consistent. the three races off, John Hall was going to sign up for pretty much a lot of race this season, and with work and things at home, it just was tough to make them. And I don't think that made one difference or another the way I ride. I think that you know, didn't really know if I'd get in the top 10. I really didn't want to go to Reading. We you know, it rains all the time in Reading. So I was going to take that off, but somebody asked me when I made the top 10 if I was going to make all the races. And let me tell you something, what people don't know about me, I do know. I have a very big heart and I care about other people. And for me to bump some people out of the top 10 and not compete for a championship would be dirty. And I would never do that to anyone. I will make all the races. And hey, man, we're going to go for it, you know, to see what happens.
Any final questions? Yes, Tracy.
You said you might retire next year, semi-retire, not run, and have two bikes.
Well, I was
so
supposed to.
So you win the championship, so now you've done this, does it change your mind?
Yeah. No, you know, I'm a guy that I have goals in life, and once I accomplish them, I'm fulfilled, and my life is fulfilled very much. I just think that it's time to, man, I got a lot of stuff going on. People don't, you know, we got cattle and alligators and deer ranch. I just got a lot of work. And I have to sacrifice some things to be out here. And got a great group of people back home. Jeremy, who used to race with us, takes care of the farm, you know, him and the guys while I'm gone. And it's a great group of people all around you. And when you do that, you're able to do the things you do. So I'm a very spur of the moment kind of guy. I could quit today. So I don't plan on it. But we'll see next year, man. I don't know. We got some things coming, and see what happens.
Any additional questions? Yes, sir.
Jerry, we see in sports and drag racing, it's the team that peaks at the right time that wins it. Andrew Hines has been incredibly dominant. You've missed a few races, but now with what you've done this weekend, what's the feeling of a fresh start like for you?
The thing is great. You know, I think we won the championship from the number six spot. So, you know, you got Matt Smith. He's really fast. You got Eddie and Jell. Andrew is really fast and really good as a rider. So, and not taking nothing away from the other riders, they're all good. But Tim always did say, 2 years ago with LA, we peaked at the wrong time. And one guy walked by me a while ago. He said, you, he told me, he said, you snookered him or? He said you shocked him, you surprised him, basically what he was saying. But it was some slang word, which was kind of cute. And then, well, sorry for their pain. But for me, it's an honor. And the second one, without good people, this is not possible. You know, so I thank everybody.
He is our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. Jerry Savoie, second of his career. Appreciate Tim Kalungian and team doing a great job, Jerry.